sometimes I feel I know everything,
yeah,
but there is still no peace and no
I know this place. In this place you need to develop some more qualities, and one is endurance. It means to hold on forever. That you're willing to, for as long as it takes, I will hold on. I will never move away from my target, my goal. I will just go on. Even if it takes 100 lifetimes more, okay. So this very strong decision needs to be there. Unwavering decision. And patience. I know this place. I've been in this place for a long time. Everything was radiantly clear. No peace. I just was with my master. I wasn't even listening to the satsangs. But I was there. But I was unwilling to give up. And somehow, I don't know what it is then that makes the opening. I don't know. We can call it grace. But does this clarify anything? No. But I know it works like that. And I know it is like that very often. Everything is clear. Everything is clear. But. So you are definitely at a point where this spiritual statement can come out. I cannot do anything anymore. Like we talked already several times. At some stage you can do a lot. He can learn to let his feelings out. She has to work. She has to work. Some have to work really hard. There's a time for that. And there's a time for just bowing deeper to existence. And finding this thy will be done. Such a supreme surrender to thy will. Be done. So that all of this I will evaporate. All of this I that can say, I'm not in peace yet. This I sense needs to evaporate. In this ever-deepening surrender to thy will be done. Is it doing? Not really. But it is a perseverance, holding on to, and unwavering. Unwavering. Building ultimate trust. And whatever time it needs, that time it needs. But in my situation, I knew I had to be with my master. I was just there. We never spoke. I never spoke. I was just there, observing. Observing, and getting my irritations and resistances out of the way. So I was just inwardly doing my work, just holding on, never letting go. But this is definitely a place that is very often an unpleasant, somehow unpleasant situation somehow, because there's nothing really that you can do. There's nothing you can do to make it happen. No, it's It's like, you know, the fruit ripening on the tree. What can you do? You can shower the tree and the sunlight, and but you just, when it is ripe, it is ripe, and it will drop by itself. It will drop by itself at exactly the right moment. Not a second before, not a second later. At that right moment, it will drop by itself. Building trust. Just being in a nourishing setting.